My name is Ketsiarelli, and Ketsiarelian. This dictation is for Ingrid Mejia, Mejia, first name Ingrid. This patient was seen on November 17, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, as well as MGUS, M-G-U-S, period. The most recent blood work reveals a BUN of 26 from 21, creatinine of 1.3 from 1.3, and a GFR of 49 from 41. The patient had a renal ultrasound completed on October 7, 2022, which revealed normal size and normal echogenicity of both kidneys, period, both right and left kidneys. Measure 10.7 centimeters and have no evidence of hydronephrosis, period. There is no evidence of urinary retention as the bladder is grossly unremarkable and undistended, period. However, the left kidney did reveal a non-shadowing hyperchoic focus within the middle pole, which measured 5 millimeters, period. We followed up by ordering an MRI of the abdomen to rule out any masses, and the MRI did reveal bilateral simple cysts. The left kidney had a simple cyst measuring 9.2 millimeter, as well as a complex cyst measuring 1.39 centimeters. The MRI of the abdomen revealed left renal cyst, which was left renal simple cyst measuring 9.2 millimeters. The right kidney revealed complex renal cyst laterally with a punctate mural calcification, measuring 1.39 centimeter. This complex cyst was seen on a prior CT, there's no mentioning of increased sizes or other abnormalities when compared to the prior CT, period. There is an additional 5.5 millimeter simple cyst in the medial aspect of the right kidney, and a 3.9 millimeter simple cyst within the upper pole of the right kidney, period. So overall, there is evidence of simple cysts, which are not concerning, and an evidence of a stable complex cyst of the right kidney, period. We will continue to monitor the complex cyst on a yearly basis with ultrasounds and or CAT scans to make sure it does not increase in size or or changes in appearance, period. The MRI also revealed fatty liver which which could be managed with weight loss and low fat and low cholesterol intake, period. The patient has an upcoming PET scan, PET scan, next week, November 23rd, with Dr. Ahmed, AHMED, hematology oncologist, period. She has no complaints at this time and is doing well. Next line, arterial hypertension, which has been very controlled with blood pressure of 110 over 85. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus with recent A1C of 6.4%. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which is controlled with atorvastatin. We will order lipid panel for the next visit. Next line, anxiety and depression, which is managed by her primary care provider with SSRIs. Next line, GERD. She is taking famotidine. FAMOTIDINE. Next line, iron deficiency anemia, which is under control. But she follows up with the hematologist on a regular basis. Period. Next line, MGUS. Which is managed by Dr. Ahmed, AHMED, hematology oncologist. Period. The patient has an upcoming PET scan with Dr. Ahmed, AHMED. Next line. We will reevaluate this case in 6 months with laboratory workup. However, we advise the patient to contact the office if she has any complaints or concerns or unusual urinary symptoms or flank pain. And